From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Nearly 3 years ago, Missouri residents approved medical marijuana. Now, supporters of legalization are launching campaigns for recreational use. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports, one cannabis industry leader worries the campaigns are premature.
Brennan England has been weighing in as a consultant on two competing campaigns to get adult-use cannabis on the 2022 ballot. He's the executive director of the Missouri Chapter of Minorities for Medical Marijuana, and he says there are some pros and cons to both groups' plans. But he says now isn't the right time, because the state is still working through issues with the medical program.
Once the race starts, everybody feels like they have to start running.
England says any effort to legalize cannabis needs to clearly answer two questions.
How have you lowered the barrier to entry specifically for minorities? And what are you doing to get people out of jail and repair their lives?
State lawmakers are also pursuing a legislative path to legalization. I'm Corinne Ruff.
A federal judge says state courts should handle a lawsuit to overturn St. Louis area mask mandates. Judge Stephen Clark of the Eastern Missouri U.S. District Court yesterday sent the case back to state court. Missouri's Republican Attorney General last week filed a lawsuit in state court over the new mask mandates in St. Louis City and County. Lawyers for county and city officials later asked a federal judge to take up the case. But Clark says the issue deals with state laws on local health orders, and he says local judges should be the ones to decide the case. The state's largest school district will require face masks for students and staff when school starts back up later this month. The Springfield Public School District, located in southwest Missouri, is in an area with a surge of COVID-19 cases caused by the Delta variant. As of Friday morning, there were 265 COVID patients in the city's two hospitals, and 113 of them were in critical care. The new superintendent of the Springfield School District, Granita Lathan, says they'll follow updated guidance by the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics that encourages in-person learning 5 days a week with masking required.
We've learned many important lessons about COVID-19. Masking is effective, limiting the spread of the virus at school and reducing the number of cases required to quarantine.
She says the goal is to remove the masking requirement as soon as local data indicates it's safe to do so. Contact tracers are trying to determine if anyone picked up the coronavirus during a boisterous St. Louis County Council meeting where many people were maskless as they expressed their displeasure with the mask mandate. This effort comes after someone at the meeting tested positive for COVID-19. The Delta variant of the coronavirus has prompted new mask mandates in St. Louis City and County, and one that begins today in Kansas City. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.